kind of gave them some prompters, asked them to write some stuff down. No, don't know if they did or not. But if you need the prompters again, you can either use them or not use them. Maybe a teachable moment you brought back from the trip. A memory, a heartfelt memory that's sticking with you. Maybe somebody that's encouraged you. Something like that. So, Mr. Seaton, you may go first.
Thanks. All right, so I wrote this on my phone, some stuff. So I was told to do this like a few weeks ago by Rob, and I didn't know what to say until yesterday because Krista, she told me or asked me some questions, and then it kind of made sense what I was going to say. She asked me, what did I see in Mexico, touch, taste, smell, and hear there? So here's what happened. I saw poverty and people who needed help and God. I touched Lydia, Grace Stewart, and kids playing with them. Got to go and do some games with them, and that was fun. And then I tasted the tacos, the fish ones. Those are the best ones. It's way better than any taco you'll ever have here. What I smelt was Mexico, which is Mexico. And what I heard there was God. So on one of the days, it's like first day, beach day, fun day. Second day, work. Third day, work. Fourth day, work. And then it's like the day that we're going to give the people there like the keys to the house and stuff. And that day I got like sick and started like puking and just, it was awful. That whole entire day, like out of nowhere anyways. And then I missed like all the fun stuff because everyone's like doing that. And so while I was laying in bed, I feel like I just needed to slow down and like pause. And that was what the theme of our verse was. And that's just what happened in Mexico for me. Yep.
Yeah, the theme was a verse that we all got to revisit a lot, and that's to be still and know that I am God, to cease striving, stop trying to fix everything out of our own strength and figure everything out and just sit and listen and receive. So, Caleb?
So this was my third year going to Mexico, and as far as house builds go, this was probably the smoothest year. Everything went together really well. Didn't have too many problems. there were a couple mess ups that may or may not have been my fault. Bethany got to see a couple of those. We had to take a wall apart, but overall, it was really good. We actually put electrical in the houses for one of the first years, I think, right?
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah.
Yes. But, yeah, if you're thinking about going, I'd really recommend going. It'll change your life.
Well, this year's trip was awesome because I got to help out a lot more than I did last year because of my arm injury. I could only paint with my left hand every day, and it was really boring. But I was so distracted and frustrated by that last year that I really pulled away from God. But this year, I had no distractions, no excuses for not listening to Him. So I paused, and I was still, and I listened to Him. And He taught me that I need to be still, trust Him, and give Him all my fears. It's something that I really struggle with, because I like to keep everything to myself. But it's getting a lot easier, because I learned that God's leading me, and that He's got my back. And I don't have to fear, because He's always there, and all I have to do is be still and trust Him.
All right, so again, if you are maybe feeling a little bit of an elbow from the Holy Spirit, I would encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity that will happen this summer. It's either, again, going to be the 23rd through the 30th of June, or it might be the 6th through the 3rd. I will have that solidified. by next week. Yeah, there'll be some uncomfortable things, but as you've heard me say many times, that we have to be willing to step out of what's comfortable in order to receive the next thing that God wants to give to us. And so you will not regret going on the trip if you are open to the Holy Spirit speaking to you, instructing you, teaching you, correcting you. I can only recall myself one person that ever spoke to me and said they had a bad time in Mexico, but they were incredibly guarded and stayed guarded the whole time. They did not allow God's Spirit to penetrate. So it's the same Holy Spirit here that it is there, but sometimes we become so comfortable in the familiar that we have a dependency on our creature comforts and our safety nets here that we can't have over there. And so I feel that it is very beneficial even for Mary Beth and myself and my kids to go back, because it helps us to make an adjustment that needs to be made, and then to come back with that awareness that that same Holy Spirit that we were awakened to in that experience there is the same Holy Spirit that's constantly speaking to us right here. If we will stop depending on self and make sure that we are surrendered to the Spirit of God. So, more info later. Thanks, guys, for coming up and sharing. I appreciate it. We are going to take a break now, 5 whole minutes. And before we take a break, Ron is going to say something. Okay. The summer trip is more relaxed. It's kind of, I won't say it's a vacation, but we bill it sometimes as a vacation with a purpose. But we do end up doing a lot of stuff while we're down there. You've heard me say this before, blessed are the flexible, for they will not be broken. And if you're not flexible, you need to be broken. And so we go down there not exactly knowing what we're going to do, other than if Bill tasks us with something, or if there is a missionary family down there and they need us to go and do something, then we'll go do it. Sometimes we reconnect with the families of our old house builds and we see if there's something they need. So there's a possibility there. We might build some showers at some of the places. Not a shower like you're thinking here. It's not like you're going to have one of those water pick heads that has all the different spray patterns. It's basically a stall in the house that they can bring a bucket into. But it's still a lot better than having to wash in, you know, sometimes in a curtained area outside in a little pan or something like that. But so that's basically the difference. The difference is that we're there to refresh the missionaries, to help encourage them, because sometimes they don't have the opportunity to work on their own stuff with the scope of work that they have going on. And we're just kind of open to whatever the Lord wants to do. But we do study a book together. We haven't decided what that book is. It's great because it's intergenerational. You might have 10-year-olds to 70-year-olds sitting in a room for 45 minutes to an hour discussing some of the things that the Lord has spoken to them through the reading and the studying. And that's my favorite part of the trip, when you have that intergenerational sense of biblical community going on. I think that that is one of the most satisfying experiences that you can ever have. So, I guess that's it. So we're going to take a break for about 5 minutes, and then we'll start with the message.